Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back with the Capital City Recap. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. A new study out of Michigan State University finding that athletic performance is enhanced based on the focus of the athlete, especially when it comes to team sports. To talk about the study published in the Journal of Sports Sciences, I'm joined by Dr. Deborah Feltz. She's the chairperson of MSU's Department of Kinesiology. Welcome to the program, Dr. Feltz.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, they say there's no I in team. What did you find about the performance output of individual teammates when they focus on the group rather than themselves?
Well, we found that, first of all, and probably the biggest thing, is that their performance was higher. So their team performance was better than if they just focused on themselves, or if they were in what we call a control condition. Their team confidence was also higher, which you would kind of expect because they're focusing on saying positive things about the team. So their confidence in the team, you would expect, that should be higher. But their self-confidence was higher as well.
Hmm.
So all three things were higher if they focused on what we call we talk or self-talk focused on the group talk.
How does someone do that exactly? It seems like when whatever sport you're engaged in, you're doing your own thing as part of a team. How do you focus on this larger group rather than yourself?
Well, a number of athletes already know about self-talk. These are mental things that they say to themselves, so they're not necessarily speaking out loud, but rather than saying, I am a confident performer, I can do this, they just change it to we.
Mm-hmm.
So as they're preparing for performance, for competition, they are saying to themselves, we can do this. We are confident performers. We can hang in there. Those kinds of things.
Now, why is it, do you think, that focusing on team performance improves the individual's performance rather than when an individual is focusing just on themselves?
That's a good question. We think, and we've got more, work to do on this, but we think that by focusing on the we, you're a part of the we. So you're not excluded. So by saying we can do this, it means I can do it as well, with help from my team. And I think it also spreads out some of the anxiety. So it's not, if you're in an individual sport, it's all focused on you. But if you focus on the team, you can spread some of that anxiety out.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Is there anything someone that's involved in an individual sport or an individual activity that wants to enhance their own performance, is there anything they can take out of this study to somehow help themselves out even though they're not within a team?
Well, certainly a lot of individual sport athletes are still on teams. So at least at the high school level, and in the college level, if you're on the tennis team or the golf team, you're still on a team, and you can still focus on the we.
I see.
Or the track team, or the for those of us who have left our collegiate careers kind of way behind, but are still competing, then focusing on tasks that don't necessarily bring the focus on yourself so much, I can do this task, hanging in there. All athletes kind of go through this. Some of that that sort of thing, I think, can help too.
I'm talking to Dr. Deborah Feltz, chairperson of MSU's Department of Kinesiology. You know, I can't help but think of a kicker on a football team facing that last-second kick to win the game or lose it. You know, when a person's in that kind of a position, you know, he, in a sense, he's on a team, but, I mean, he's a very singular, unique person to kick this ball. That sounds like one of those situations where it would be incredibly hard to think that you're within a team at that point, would it not?
You're still on a team, but I think then you're getting into something else where we might have the person be focus on the tasks. You know, so rather than I, confidence, it's the task on where to focus my eyes, some keywords that are kind of external, you know, to the task, so that the focus isn't internal.
When an athlete is exerting his or herself, how much time or space in their brain do they even really have to think at all and focus on anything other than playing the game?
Well, there's a lot that can occur a whole lot faster internally than what occurs in real time. You know, you can count numbers faster if you're not actually, you know, saying the words, but just thinking them. So you can go through quite a bit in your mind, but then there's a certain point where you don't want to be thinking. So once you're taking the golf swing, once you're taking the kick, then there's no more thinking.
I see. So ultimately, if you're looking at performing, or I guess if you're trying to avoid choking, anytime you start thinking of what you're doing individually, that tends to lower your performance abilities?
It starts to focus kind of within when you want to be focused outside and externally.
Now, I know you're going to be doing further research in this area. What other areas are you looking into in terms of performance anxiety and helping people, I guess, perform to the best of their abilities and getting their minds out of their own way?
Well, actually, we're some of this work relates to some of the other work that I've been doing, which has been more in the exercise area, but still relates to performance. It can be individuals who are rehabbing an injury. It can be individuals who are wanting to exercise more. It can be individuals who are wanting to perform better and improve their maybe their strength and conditioning. And that is having a partner, so it's still a team. But some of this has been my virtual partner research, where in some of the studies we had the virtual partner communicate and try to encourage the target exerciser. And in this case, it was just trying to hold some isometric position, abdominal positions for as long as possible. And we used encouraging statements by saying, "You can do this." We found it didn't help. So one of the things that we want to do is go back and take a look at the "we can do this" and "we encouragements" because it helps, I think, bond the team.
I see. And "we," ultimately what you're saying, "we," by including yourself with the group, the motivation to perform remains, but the pressure that can actually in some ways... Which is strange because in some ways you'd imagine pressure to prod performance forward rather than reduce it.
Yes, in some cases we talk about social loafing, and that's where sometimes within a team you might not perform quite up to your ability because you can kind of hide with within the team. But if you can't hide, and every individual's effort is still exposed, then it is important to spread out some of that anxiety, still feel like you have some obligation to the team.
Mm-hmm. Well, and certainly any social loafers should be quickly benched. I'd have to say that might be that might be their best position on the team.
Yeah.
Dr. Deborah Feltz, chairperson of MSU's Department of Kinesiology. Thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome.